Today, breaking ground on the Memorial Plaza to commemorate General Chappie James. Also, the naming officially of the Three Mile Bridge or the Pensacola Bay Bridge, or will it just be known as the Chappie moving forward? Those questions we've been talking about this afternoon. You can let us know your thoughts, 850-437-1620. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Also taking your comments on what would you do if and when you win Powerball tonight. The jackpot up to $725 million, the cash option around $375. For the first time in my life, I am holding a lottery ticket of any kind. Gracie, before the show today, paid off her debt with a pint of ice cream. Of course, we made a bet on when the Casino Beach parking lot would close, and I was the winner. We both went over, but I was closest to it. So while she was at the gas station, she picked up a Powerball ticket for both her and me. There is already a formal verbal agreement on air to split the winnings 50-50. So tentatively, this is the last show that we will do.
Yes.
We will both be retired tomorrow morning. So it's been a fun ride. But seriously, let us know. We've had some fun, got a lot of good interactions on what you would do if you won the Powerball. 850-437-1620. 6:15 right now, and we've had a busy afternoon, really all afternoon long, on the roads, various trouble spots around the area, and Gracie will let us know what's happening right now.
Well, we still have slowdowns at the intersection of Lillian Highway and 98. Roadway still looking blocked. That's going to be both directions of 98 at the intersection where Lillian Highway turns into Dog Track Road. There is an accident causing delays in basically every direction leading to this intersection. We also have slowdowns on Michigan Avenue due to an accident that seemed to be the accidents at South Gulf Manor, but the slowdowns have improved, but definitely still there. Again, that's going to be in the westbound direction on Michigan Avenue. Slight accident on I-10. This is going to be in both directions, seeing some slowdowns right near 29. Nothing too bad, but expect some delays there. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down or you have any details, please call the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Also, taking a look at the News Radio 923 ThreatNet radar, the light rain looking like it's just going to continue to be light rain throughout the rest of this evening. That's going to be all over Pensacola, Garcon Point, Milton, up to Century as well. So seeing some light rain there, and that's going to continue most likely for the early part of this evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Today's top three stories. President Biden says NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine.
Our commitment to Ukraine will not weaken. We will stand for liberty and freedom today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes.
And Biden calling out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name, saying Putin wrongly believed NATO would break apart when he launched his invasion.
Also, extremely high temperatures in the Southwest. Blistering heat continuing to broil in the Southwest, where the heat wave that could be the longest on record is bearing down in Phoenix. So daytime highs in the metro area have been triple digits every day for almost a month, and it's been over 110 for 12 days in a row now. The National Weather Service says that the streak is likely to continue into next week.
Congressman Matt Gaetz ripping into FBI Director Christopher Wray, accusing his agency of being weaponized against the GOP.
You preside over the FBI that has the lowest level of trust in the FBI's history. People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are.
Gaetz making those comments during the House Judiciary Committee hearing. GOP panel members are accusing the FBI of mishandling the criminal investigation into President Biden's son Hunter after whistleblowers came forward. A lot happening here at home. Hurricane Sally Grant Award announcement today from Governor Ron DeSantis, a big boost for our area, $187 million that he says will help Northwest Florida rebuild and become more resilient following Hurricane Sally.
This is great day. I mean, over $70 million of direct impact dollars in the county, and I think another 30 or 40 into the city, and that's going to really make a great difference in our community.
That's Commission Chairman Lumen May. The county will receive over $52 million towards a new ECAT transit facility, as well as regional stormwater drainage improvements to neighborhoods in District 2. Meanwhile, the town of Century is getting $12 million towards a new multi-use facility and shelter at the Old Century High School gym. Also, speaking of the city of Pensacola, $39 million towards infrastructure improvements and renovations such as Hollis T. Williams Park, Port of Pensacola, and the Fricker Center as well. We talked about the bridge naming and groundbreaking ceremony today, and one of the dignitaries in attendance, the granddaughter of General Chappie James, Jamie Berry.
My grandfather encountered many bridges in his life to reach his level of success, and a lot of that had to do with segregation. And a lot of people have a fear of crossing a bridge, but my grandfather, my papa, that's what I would call him, did not.
And the bridge that connects Pensacola with Gulf Breeze, now officially known as the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Bridge. I'm excited about, when it's all said and done, what this stretch is going to look like, because not only will you have the Memorial Plaza that's going to be at the foot of the Pensacola side, eventually FDOT or whoever's in charge is going to get that light show fixed out, figured out. You know, pay some depending on the holiday, different color light shows that we're all looking forward to seeing. City of Pensacola just had the welcome sign contest. That's going to be up in the next few months as well. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what this looks like when it's all said and done there. Also, the city of Milton looks like they have their new city manager. Scott Collins was the only person selected to interview for the job in person. He did that last night, dealing with a lot of questions about the wastewater treatment issues that have come up around the city of Milton. Says he's dealt with similar issues at his previous stop as a city manager in Tennessee.
Obviously, I'm not from here, but I've done some work, and it appears that the plant is on the lower end of the Blackwater River. The discharge point is to the southern part of the river, and obviously there are some watersheds north of the plant, and the water flows there past the plant itself. So with the discharge of that, I do have questions and maybe some assurances or comforts just on the way the water flows as it relates to the plant itself.
So he said if he got the job, he would take ownership of the project. Says he hasn't seen anything that would scare him away. And after about 45 minutes of questions, the Milton City Council unanimously agreed to enter contract negotiations with him. 6:21, we'll take a break, come back with some state and national headlines. It's a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. Not really a walking on sunshine kind of day, more of a gloomy Wednesday, but hopefully...
In about 7 hours, we both will be. So.
Yes, exactly. Joe and I, we have lots of choices, really. Lots of ways to win. We got some Powerball tickets, and we're going to be rich coming up in just a bit here. And if we're not here tomorrow, which we won't be because we have a lot of luck on our side.
That's right.
You know, we had a gloomy day today, so we have to have some luck. I'm starting my first day as a 23-year-old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have nothing but luck on our side, and I'm excited to be a millionaire. I think that lifestyle is really going to suit me well. So, I'm excited. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking a lot better on the roads. So, our Our accident on 98 and Lillian Highway also looking good. That got all cleared up, as well as Michigan Avenue also got cleared up. So we are looking good there. We still have some light rain throughout our area. That's going to be throughout Pensacola, Milton, Pace, up to Century as well. And that's going to be light rain throughout the rest of this evening here. If you see anything else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Also, this traffic report brought to you by FDOT. Find the traffic info this hurricane season at FL511.com. So it's hurricane season, and are you prepared? Keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit to help you with helpful traffic tips before and after a storm. You can. This is a message from FDOT. I'm Gracie on Newsray 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Not a lot happening in the world of sports today, but plenty of good action overseas at Wimbledon. Atlanta native Christopher Eubanks' run coming to an end today. He was up 2-1 on Daniil Medvedev, and then Medvedev stormed back to win the match. Also, top seed Carlos Alcaraz beat Holger Rune to advance to the semifinal on Friday. He will go up against Medvedev. On the women's side, second-seeded Arena Sabalenka beat American Madison Keys. NFL news, the New York Jets selected to be on this year's version of Hard Knocks on HBO. ESPN says the Jets were one of four teams that were eligible, and it always seemed likely that it would be the Jets with Aaron Rodgers joining the team. They report to training camp, hard to believe, next Wednesday. So already training camps getting in progress. So that means the first preseason game, the Hall of Fame game in Canton, can't be that far away. And Major League Baseball's All-Star game last night, so that's why there's really not a whole lot going on here. The National League beating the American League for the first time in about a decade, 3-2. Elias Diaz hitting the go-ahead two-run home run in the eighth inning, and former Brave Craig Kimbrell shut the door on the AL to secure the win. Health, business, and science notes right now. More than one in three Americans are going through a sleep divorce. That's when someone regularly or occasionally sleeps in another room than their partner in order to get some rest without distractions like snoring or alarms. That's from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, which found that sleep divorce was most prominent among millennials, 43% of whom said they sleep in different rooms. You know, thinking about this more and just reading over this again, I really only feel like sleep divorce should apply when it's consistent. It's a consistent thing.
Yeah, like they prefer to sleep in separate rooms and just live their live their lives like that, you know?
Yeah. No, and for me it wasn't, you know, I mentioned this in the first hour, you know, much to my dismay and embarrassment, that being a bachelor, you know, through my 20s, and, you know, I got married at 29 or 30. It was just habit for me to fall asleep laying on the couch watching SportsCenter or whatever, or in a recliner. And so when I'm in a habit like that just for years, it was very tough to break. And so I get married, we move in, and she's going to bed and I'm not, you know, and it took a while for, you know, and it was a concerted effort on my part. Now it's just like, hey, it's like, you know, I'll fall asleep in the recliner. I wake up at like 9 and I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed. So things are much better there. But I mean, just like last night, I wake up at 3:30, or on the occasion where, especially during football season, if I fall asleep watching Monday Night Football, I don't think I'm going through a sleep divorce. It's just, I just fell asleep randomly.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think, I mean, I'm sure there are some couples throughout America that just prefer to be in separate rooms or separate beds. I feel like that's more of a sleeper divorce. Like,
agree.
It's better for our relationship if we don't share a room.
Yeah, you snore too loud and you won't get it looked at. So I have to sleep somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Also coming out of the Labor Department, numbers are out from the Labor Department this morning that show inflation is going to continue to cool from last year's 40-year high. So this is the 12th consecutive month that the annual inflation has been cooling off, and consumer prices index rose just 0.2% in June from a month earlier. Gasoline and rent costs are driving much of the increase.
Twitter news and Threads news. Twitter is reportedly blocking links to the new rival, Threads. Users say that links to Threads.net are being blocked in Twitter searches, making it more difficult to jump from one platform to the other and locate user profiles on Threads. And in other Threads news, a reportedly massive update in the works that could include an alternate home feed that shows posts chronologically, as well as different languages and the ability to edit posts, and perhaps most importantly, possibly the ability to delete Threads without deleting Instagram.
Yeah, that's a big one. A report from the EPA has alarming news out about our nation's beaches. So they say about half of the beaches in the U.S. are contaminated with fecal matter, which is causing some serious intestinal issues. So it's believed about 90 million are sickened by the waterborne illness each year, and most incidents go unreported. Disgusting.
So a big holiday tomorrow is National French Fry Day. Many fast food chains are offering up crispy deals. McDonald's is giving away free fries of any size through its app at participating locations. Other major chains such as Wendy's are supplying the fries for free with any purchase as well. And Wendy's is keeping the party going through the weekend in its app.
Well, speaking about free fried food, free delicious food, Krispy Kreme's birthday is coming up, and a delicious twist of fate. We are getting a gift for Krispy Kreme's birthday. So Krispy Kreme announced today that they're going to be celebrating 86 years of service by their donuts, and they're going to offer a dozen original glazed donuts for only 86 cents with the purchase of any dozen at regular price. So this deal is going to be available on Friday, July 14th. That means that you can get 24 donuts in your hand this weekend, the price of a normal one plus 86 cents. So
I think there's on Sunday at churches all over the area, Sunday school.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, that coffee and donuts you're not going to want to miss. You can probably get a second. You don't have to just get one.
That's exactly right. 6:45, let's get a check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, and our slowdowns at Lillian Highway and 98 have cleared up. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have some light rain throughout our area. Taking a look at the News Radio 923 ThreatNet radar, we still have light rain throughout Milton, Pace, up 29 all the way to Century, so just keep that in mind. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some more notes here, we're getting closer and closer now to the biggest strike in the U.S. since the 1950s as talks between UPS and the Teamsters Union fell apart again. A majority of the 340,000 workers voted to authorize a strike by July 31st. Economists warn it could cause major disruption to the U.S. economy.
Also, mortgage rates are at their highest since November. The Mortgage Bankers Association says that the average rates for 30-year fixed rate mortgage went over 7% last week. And so that's up 6.85% from the week before.
Yeah, I don't know. This is why I need to win Powerball, because yeah. I feel like that's the only way I'm buying a house, because, you know, the rates are what they are. Prices aren't really coming down. So, you know, we try to save up for it, for a down payment to move in, and, you know, life just happens and it's always something going on. So that's what I'm counting on Powerball tonight there. Speaking of Powerball, we are now at a jackpot of $750 million, the cash option of $378. So after taxes, Gracie, we figure that's about 150 mil for each of us, which I think we can live off of.
Yeah,
just fine. Also, there was no winner last night, so Mega Millions is up to 560 after last night.
In other pop culture news, Anthony Michael Hall is officially a dad. The Breakfast Club actor, 55, and his wife has welcomed their first baby, a son named Anthony Michael Hall II.
And musician Sheila E. made history as she received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She's the first female solo percussionist to have a Hollywood star. Speakers at her ceremony included Ringo Starr and R&B singer Her.
And we are finally hearing from Britney Spears. She's speaking out publicly for the first time since her encounter in Las Vegas with the security team of the Spurs star Victor Wembanyama. So police investigated the incident, concluded that Spears' hand was just brushed off. She was not hit or backhanded slap.
Yeah, no
face.
Backhanded slap, apparently.
So, but Spears does say that there was an apology, but she wants a formal apology.
And she's still keeping up with the story that she was hit. Cops say what they said, and, you know, she said, hey, I was almost bowled over by about 3 12-year-olds that wanted to take pictures with me the same night, and none of my security guards assaulted them. So, you know, I think this thing's going to die down and, you know, we'll all move on with our lives. I don't think she'll get the formal apology, though, because, you know, the person who allegedly hit her already did so.
Yeah.
So that might be all she gets there. We'll see if there's any more in her memoir that's coming out in the fall.
Yeah.
Wacky Weird Headlines now. A really bizarre one in Alabama. Police say an 8-year-old boy led them on a chase after he stole a car at gunpoint. That happened in Montgomery when police tried to pull over the stolen car, and it ended with the car crashing into another car. The child was taken into custody, charged with first-degree robbery, attempting to elude, and a firearms violation. I, of course, don't want to think about ever being carjacked, but you brought up a very interesting question last hour. What in the world is going through your mind if you are in the car and an 8-year-old comes up with a gun and says, give me your car?
It drives
like,
off.
This is a sick, twisted, hidden camera joke.
Yeah, for sure. Also, I think it's funny. It's like we have this story of an 8-year-old, and then we also have a very sweet story in our good news segment coming up.
Yeah.
In a bit of an 8-year-old. It's like, oh, the difference is
right.
Like the sweet 8-year-old's birthday, and this 8-year-old is
stealing
cars. So,
yeah.
Yikes there. Another weird one coming out of Michigan. A fake dentist out of Michigan apparently has been running his own little shop of horrors in his basement. That's right. He was arrested for a shooting death of a 28-year-old patient. He feared that the patient would report his fake practice to the police. So investigators are trying to figure out how this basement dentist clinic could go unnoticed for 28 years.
Another great point by you was that apparently the concern of him being caught running a fake dental practice was overshadowed by his worry about getting caught for attempted or for murder.
He's so weird.
Didn't think that, you know, anybody would miss the guy, apparently. So, yeah, really bizarre one there. A disgruntled passenger derailed a flight that was going from Houston to Amsterdam. The jet ended up flying and landing at O'Hare and led to a delay of more than 3 hours. A passenger on that plane said that the man in business class was upset that his choice of meal wasn't available.
Yikes.
6:51. Yeah, that's grow up, man. That's a really soft way to get a flight derailed there. I would have been absolutely livid.
Oh, my goodness.
If I was on there. 6:51, final break of the show tonight. We'll be back with some good news to finish up Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Join Stefan Schmidt for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday morning at 9:30. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida sponsors the show. When Key Marine needs to hire service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical Center. It's the dream team. And you can learn more about how to care for your boat. So join them this Friday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event starts now with limited quantity deals on top business PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Wednesday evening, July 12th. Hope it's a good day for you. Hope you've had a good week so far. Back to the grind of the regular work week. Joe and Gracie with you here on Pensacola right now, 6:54. One quick TV and movie note. Of course, 11:59 Pacific time tonight is when the SAG-AFTRA contract with the actors is supposed to expire. So we'll see if we have an actor strike when we wake up tomorrow. In the meantime, HBO Succession leading the way with the Primetime Emmy nominations with 27 among them. Best Drama, Best Actress, and 3 for Best Actor. And Ted Lasso dominating the comedy field with 21 nominations.
Go Ted.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason Sudeikis winning the last two for Best Actor in Comedy, I think. So he's looking to go 3 for 3. 6:55, Gracie has her final check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are finally looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 98 all the way through. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We're going to get a quick update from Alan Strum with our weather from WEAR.
The rain chance continues to be high over the next several days. We're up there at around 70%, so more scattered showers and thunderstorms. Hopefully not a complete washout like what we saw on Tuesday, but the rain chance is certainly on the high side. With some sunshine mixed in with it all, we'll end up with highs getting into the low 90s. Humidity will make it feel hotter, though. Lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have some light rain throughout our area. That's light rain in Pensacola, 78 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Couple of good news stories. We start in England. So a dance club reopened this month after they were closed for a decade, and the first person they let in was Kevin Topham, a 95-year-old World War II vet. Kevin met his wife there in 1949. She is no longer with us, but Kevin's caregiver took him, and he danced with her in the same spot, and the club let him pick the song Chattanooga Choo Choo by the Glenn Miller Orchestra, which we are enjoying right now.
Love it. It's such a good one. Well, tease this just a little bit ago. We do have an 8-year-old in our wacky and weird story that is stealing cars at gunpoint. Well, this sweet 8-year-old had a really awesome birthday. So a kid from New Zealand named Oliver Johnson turned 8 the other day. His birthday wish was wanting to go for a ride in a big rig. So his mom went on Facebook, offered $50 to any trucker willing to swing by. Instead, 64 truckers of them organized a big convoy to surprise him. So Oliver's mom said that he knows every single name of every single truck in every single company, and he gets the trucking magazine every month.
Here's the audio from that.
Literally, he had no idea this was happening until the trucks turned up. And his reaction and his face all day will just be sunshine in everybody's eyes.
I think it's really cool that, you know, we've had a couple of good news stories. There was the 18-year-old in Colorado that got his CDL to drive school buses because that's what he always wanted to do. And this kid, 8-year-old Oliver, wants to be a big rig driver. And, I mean, I'm 100% convinced that's what he's going to do. Hey, the world needs those people, just like we need doctors and dentists and preferably dentists that have their formal practice and license to practice.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's super cool. That's really cool there.
And that's like a perfect age where he's going to think about, like, remember my 8th birthday? Like when all those truckers came, like how did mom make that happen? Like that's like that's a magic age, I feel like.
Absolutely there. So, of course, we are tentatively scheduling this as the last show of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And the reason for that is because Gracie and I have Powerball tickets and we are planning on winning tonight.
It is Joe's first time with Powerball tickets, so he's getting some beginner luck. I have some birthday luck on side. So
That's 100% right there. So what are we doing? Are we staying up tonight to watch the results come in, or are we just carpooling to the regional lottery office, walking in and saying, here's the winning ticket? How do you want to play that?
I can drive. We can carpool. I'll probably be up, so I'll text you or call you when
awesome.
We win.
Very cool. 6:59, that's going to do it for us here on a Wednesday, possibly for forever. If we're back tomorrow, it'll be a little depressing around here, but we'll
just
get through
it. Don't say anything.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. You have a good night.